When former Governor John Lynch signed a law prohibiting New Hampshire from setting up its own health care exchange, it didn't mean the state would be hands-off when it comes to the Affordable Care Act. There's still a lot of work being done locally to implement so-called Obamacare, much of it funded by the federal government. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, the result is big money landing in the pockets of private contractors.
There was a time not all that long ago when politicians in New Hampshire had no trouble turning away federal money tied to the Affordable Care Act. Here's Republican Chris Sununu back in 2011 during an executive council meeting.
They're throwing tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars at these states to set these things up. And I've talked to a lot of consultants and they all laugh at those numbers because it's insane money. It's like crack to the states. It really is.
But fast forward to earlier this month and the mood at the council table changes dramatically.
Please say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And
that was Governor Hassan and the Executive Council approving its biggest item on the agenda. Without debate, a $13.3 million contract was awarded to Health Management Systems. The Department of Health and Human Services is hiring the New York firm to help with behind-the-scenes work related to Medicaid expansion, a key portion of the Affordable Care Act. Commissioner Nick Tumpas says his agency needs to bring in outside experts as it barrels toward a July 1st launch date.
So in order to basically get started right away, we need to jumpstart our efforts with people who have done this type of a thing in the past.
Health Management Systems is the largest Affordable Care Act-related contract to date, but plenty of other firms are also scoring work. Another New York group, Manatt, Phelps & Phillips, is receiving $1.6 million for Medicaid expansion projects. Massachusetts-based public consulting group has deals in play valued at $2.3 million. There's another $3 million going to Lewis Carno & Company in Concord for marketing efforts. In total, taxpayers are funding roughly $25 million worth of private sector contracts connected to the health law in New Hampshire.
Well, we've got some extremely talented people in-house, but not very many. That's our problem.
Alex Feldwebel is deputy commissioner for the state insurance department, where he says lean state budgets in recent years means there's no slack to take on new projects. And so it's awarded nearly $6 million in federal money to contractors. They're doing a number of jobs, including regulatory oversight for health insurance plans and research into why insurance rates are rising. Feldwebel says the department has experience working with these outside groups.
So the trick with using outside vendors is to know how to manage them and to not just hand over the keys. And so we feel we're pretty good at that.
In fact, the department has brought in a contractor to manage its other contractors. Martha McLeod, a former state representative, has been awarded more than $400,000 in Affordable Care Act grant money, including $106,000 received last fiscal year. Her job duties include moving contracts through the executive council process. McLeod declined an interview request. Diana Lacey is president of the state employees union. She questions the transparency and efficiency of these types of payouts.
If we are using the for-profit vendors, and some of this work is being done by for-profit vendors, absolutely, that means that taxpayers are paying for profit that they don't necessarily have to pay for.
Lacey says she understands the politics of this situation. Hiring contractors is an easier fight than increasing the state's workforce. But she argues agencies like Health and Human Services and the Insurance Department wind up farming out work they should be doing in-house.
If we are so underfunding them that they can't handle part of their core mission, doesn't that beg the question, should we be doing something different?
Senator Andy Sanborn has been asking his own questions about the Affordable Care Act. The Bedford Republican is an outspoken critic and has voted against accepting any money to implement it. But on this point, on if contractors should be doing the work instead of public employees, Sanborn says he wants government to function the way a business would.
By hiring out technical expertise and going outside of our existing employee pool that we have in the state of New Hampshire, if that's the best solution, that's probably what we should be doing.
Sanborn just doesn't like who's picking up the tab for it. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.